Welcome back. We are up to Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 11, Mishnah 2 of Maseches Nedarim. So we continue talking about different types of Nedarim that we may or may not be able to cancel. It says the Mishnah, Ve'ilohim Nidrei Inoy Nefesh. These are Nedarim of personal suffering. Amra Kunam Peros Ha'olam Alai. Someone says that the produce of the world is Kunam to me, Harizei Cholafir. So this is a Neder that the husband or father can cancel, because giving up produce forever will obviously cause a serious distress. He can't function in the world, you'll perhaps die of starvation, and so therefore this can be canceled. Peros medina alai, but if she says the produce of the country is konam to me, so this is not considered something that's really personal suffering. Yavila me medina acheres, because he can always bring her import from a different country, right? This is happens all the time. Let's say someone says they're not going to have American produce. Maybe that doesn't happen all the time, but perhaps someone might say that, and so you just get it from everywhere else. Turkey, South American countries, all over. So good. Peros and Vani is that a lie? Or if she says the produce of this specific storekeeper is going to be konam to me, and he can't cancel that either, because again, you don't go to Tufts, but you go to Wegmans. But if this food comes only from that storekeeper, meaning that the food that he normally eats is only coming from this person, and so for whatever reason, this he only shops at Tufts and he doesn't shop at Wegmans, so he can cancel the nether, because he will not be able to buy perhaps from the other storekeeper, and she won't have any produce that she can partake of, and so that would be able to enable him to Divrei Rebbe Yossi. That is the perspective of Rebbe Yossi. Now on to Mishnah Gimel. Konam shinina hena labrios. If a woman says konam, that I won't benefit from other people, inu yachol lahafir, he can't, meaning the father can't, or the father or the husband can't cancel the nether, because other people doesn't include him, and so she can still benefit from him, and so therefore the nether will only cause a minor discomfort. And she can also, if she's poor, she can benefit from the leket, the shecha, the peah, these portions that were left for the poor in the fields from other people, because the people don't own them anymore. It's the Torah basically says that they belong to the poor, and so therefore it's not even a benefit from them to her, and so therefore it would be fine. Kohanim kohanim ulevim nehenim li. If she says that kohanim and levim that which kohanim and levim are going to benefit from me is konam, meaning her property is forbidden to all kohanim and levim, yidlu al karacho, so they can take the truma and the meiser from him against his will, because the Torah says the truma and meiser belongs to kohanim and levim, and so a kohen or a levi who takes them is simply taking not from the owner, but simply they're taking what's theirs. The Torah granted it to them. But kohanim elu levim elu nehenim li. But if she says, if a person says that these specific Kohanim and these specific Levim, that these specific Kohanim and Levim are going to be Konam to me, so Yitlu Achirim, so other Kohanim and Levim can take the Truma and the Meiser, but these specific ones can't, because there is some degree of ownership over the Truma and Meiser at that point, and so we say they can't have it. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Gimel. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Dalet, but for now, have a wonderful day.